A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 10th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the country's political situation. Remarks yesterday by former ZANU-PF spokesperson Mr. Rugare Gumbo that former Vice President Joyce Mujuru might actually contest in the 2018 presidential elections, and also the late breaking news today, the opposition MDC upholding its Congress resolution that it will not participate in the country's by-elections without electoral reforms.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The 2014 ZANU-PF, for all intents and purposes, is dead. Come 2018, their ZANU-PF will be dead and buried. They will go the UDP way, and once they go down, they will never come back. That we can assure you. What is on the ground? There is so much excitement about ZANU-PF people first. Everyone is talking about it. There is no question about it. If the situation remains as it is, it's going to contest.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's fluid political situation.
The spokesman of the expelled ZANU-PF members, Rugare Gumbo, says former Vice President Joyce Mujuru will contest the 2018 presidential election representing the original ZANU-PF, which they are calling ZANU-PF People First.
The opposition movement for democratic change, meanwhile, has vowed that it will not contest in any future elections minus electoral reforms.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. The number is
1202-465-0318. Kana kuti dzaiva nhengo dzezanupiefu dzakadzingwa, vakataura ivo kuti amai Mujuru vanogona kupinda musarudzo dzamuna 2018 vakamirira yavanoti ZANU-PF chaiyo chaiyo, kana kuti original ZANU-PF iri kunziwo ZANU-PF People First. Uye nhasi National Council National Executive yebato riripikisa MDC vazivisawo kuti havasi kuzopinda musarudzo dzose dzinotevera kana dzemaby-elections dzichaitwa musi wa 10 June muHarare, Bulawayo, Kwamutare, Gweru nedzimwe nzvimbo dzine vamiriri vedare reparamende reHouse of Assembly dzakadzingwa, dzichinzi idzo dzainge dzaumba bato idzva riri kunzi MDC Renewal Team. Toda kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoti kudii nenyaya iri mugango. Ngaivhiwe Gibbs.
Yes, Zulukandaba, siyahlangana njalo ke ku Live Talk lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lolu lokuthi ke unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru yena waxotshwa ku ZANU-PF. Kukhanya ngazani ke usiyangena kukhetho lokamongameli ngo-2018. Sizwile njalo ke ukuthi MDC T yena okhokhelwa ke ngumnumzana uMorgan Tsvangirai ithi vele loba kunjani abasoze bengene kuma lokho kuthiwa ngama-by elections. Bathi ke kukhanya ngazani ke akulunganga ukuthi bengene ngoba konoko kwenza ukuthi ukhetho lube kuhle, lwenziwe kuhle, akwayenziwa ngendlela efunakalayo. Njalo nxa sisibuyela lokho okukhulunywa ke laba abasekela unkosikazi Mujuru, bathi ke ukuphuma kwabo kuZANU PF ngabe kusitsho ukuthi iZANU mfowethu isithwele nzima. Wena ke sibona ukuthi wena kubona njani?
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's political situation. And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. That is Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Maurice Ngwenya is a ZANU-PF activist and political commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Ngwenya, it's good to have you on this Friday, and it's a very good Friday indeed. So tell us, what is happening in the party? We are told that now the other part of ZANU-PF, let me put it this way, those people that were expelled from ZANU-PF are actually going to launch something called the ZANU-PF People First. I'm told you guys are very jittery about all this. What do you think?
Well, these people are just seeking attention at the moment. They really are failing to accept the fact that they are no longer part of ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. They are trying by all means to seek attention. Thereby, even if you realize that what, for example, what Ms. Mtasa did, going to seek for, going to the nomination court with a party that is not even registered. You know, they're only trying to seek attention. But it is very important to note that their expulsion is very much justified. When we had the ZANU-PF National People's Conference in Chinoy 2013, the party, when Comrade Mtasa was by then the Secretary of Administration, came up amongst a host of resolutions that anyone seen to be doing or dividing the party or doing any other business that divides the people or the party, ZANU-PF, must be expelled. And they are the people who really supported such a resolution. Therefore, this is exactly that resolution that is taking place right now. They were saying that they were causing division in the party, and it's in accordance to that resolution. Therefore, they're only trying at the moment to figure their way forward, really, but they know political careers are over.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. I think we have our second guest, independent political analyst, Mr. Charles Mangongera. Mr. Mangongera, good evening.
Good evening, Blessy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
And good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Mangongera, for joining us this evening. And I think we are talking about basically two issues. First, the so-called ZANU-PF People First and the problems in ZANU-PF. And we are also talking about the election boycott by opposition parties. Let's start with ZANU-PF, Mr. Mangongera. Yesterday, the de facto spokesperson of the members who have been expelled gave the clearest hint yet on VOA Studio 7, saying that Amai Mujuru is likely to contest in the 2018 presidential election, representing what they are calling the original ZANU-PF or ZANU-PF People First. Now, Mr. Mangongera, should the ZANU-PF led by Mr. Mugabe lose sleep over this?
So I think, you know, it depends on a number of factors. First of all, I think if you listen to what people are saying, and, you know, as someone who was trained to do public opinion polling, you know, I follow what the newspapers say, I follow what people are saying on Twitter, Facebook, and other, you know, different platforms. You know, Mai Mujuru seems to enjoy some degree of, I don't know if it's support, but one could call it sympathy, which is, you know, almost across the political divide. If you speak to some people who are sympathetic to the MDC, they will tell you that, you know, this woman has been, the way she has been treated is very unfair. Not only because of her, you know, Liberation War credentials, but because of the role that she has played, you know, in post-colonial Zimbabwe, also in the party. If you speak to some people who are sympathetic to ZANU-PF, You know, they will also tell you that, you know, this is something that's unprecedented in the party history, in terms of the way she has been treated, and someone who is not only a liberation war hero, but also, you know, who had become a prominent woman in society. So, you know, that sentiment there in our political discourse. Now, the question is, would that translate into a formidable political formation which can cause, you know, the kind of sleepless nights we're talking about? I think it's early days to say. It also depends on what she is planning to do. If she is planning to form a political party which can just be an alternative to ZANU-PF, and you know, that political party does not reach out to other existing political formations, particularly in the opposition front, my fear is that that political party may not gain as much traction as it would if she were to go into some kind of alliance or coalition, if you like, with existing political formations. You know, admittedly, she has a lot of sympathy across the political divide, like I have said. And that sympathy could easily be translated into political support. The nature of the Zimbabwean electorate or the Zimbabwean public is that it sympathizes with schemes of political oppression and political repression. And that's what we have seen with Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai. The reason why Mr. Tsvangirai still enjoys considerable support to this day, you know, never mind his weaknesses that have, you know, been widely publicized, but he still enjoys, you know, considerable support. And that's because the Zimbabwean public looks at him and say, there is a victim of, you know, Mugabe repression. There is a victim of ZANU-PF manipulation who has stood up against the system. And, you know, because of that, he enjoys a lot of support. And my sense is that Maimjulu is in the same realm where many people view her as a victim of the political machinations of, you know, Mugabe and many other hangers-on. So if she is able to craft a credible political path and also be able to reach out to the existing political formation, and by reaching out, I'm not saying that she should, you know, say everybody come in and join me. It might even involve herself, you know, humbling herself and saying, you know, I am a loyal servant, I'm a loyal citizen. How best can I work with other progressive Zimbabweans who are, you know, who are willing to see, who are pushing to see some kind of positive change that we all want to see. We are in a deep-seated political and socio-economic crisis in this country. I know that ZANU-PF sympathizers will say, well, that's just, you know, the opposition elements talking. But the reality is that this country is in trouble. Our economy is in the doldrums. Our social fabric, our moral fabric, our societal fabric, and as we go on to celebrate 35 years of independence, reflect on the achievements that we have made as a country, I think that we will all agree that there are a lot of things, that there are a lot of missed opportunities and missed windows that we could have used to make Zimbabwe a better country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangongera. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking, of course, about the problems in the ruling ZANU-PF party and also the opposition boycott of elections. Tine vateri Gibbs, rikatitange na mkoma Lucius. Makadi mkoma Lucius.
Ndofara mkoma blessing makadi yo.
Aiwa isu tirinani. Tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Inini ufungwa zangu mkoma blessing. Ziri kuti zesho kwa di, tiri kuti wa sangira inga wa mirewaka singa. Panyae ma reforms in my elections. Because mkatarisa watinguwa zinji zita sabi since 2000. Tiriku ina my elections se opposition, but hapana tiriku gula nanyo kutima reforms hapana. Atina zaka jeka satunya soku wana tushua. Mkatarisa pakubuda wano wanenda kumapos kumovota, but at the end. Saka chatuka nanyo tuwa sangira yangawa mire, saka simba. Wushaka nzira dzokuti because mukatara kubva 2008 yadiwa ma elections but mukatara 2008 patakaenda kuma elections pakava nemuono kuti zvechokwadi ma elections akachibirwa odzo vakarambira zvavo saka tinoda kuti varambe vakashinga nekuti ma reforms iyo aramba achibuda pachena uye nekuti pange paine mukana wekuti mukaonekerwa kazvakaita 2008 zvakabirwa zvirambe zvichionekwa zvichibuda pachena kuti pasi rese rigone kuzviona kuti pane zviri kuitika muZimbabwe asi mukana wekuti tipinde panyanga tiri kuushayiwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lucius nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Neniwo ndafara chaizvo nekupinda muchirongwa kutotanga kupinda chachitinetsa chemazuva anaya saka ndirombotenda kuti nhasi ndambopinda.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, tinobva tanzwa manyukunyuku kana muchinge makwanisa kutaurawo pastudio 7 tcharamba tichikufonerai.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Blessing.
Tinotenda, because Lucius is saying he has been trying to participate and unfortunately he could not succeed. You know, sometimes we have a large volume of callers, but he's saying this is the first time that he's on air and he's very, very excited. But he's also saying that the MDC must remain resolute and steadfast on boycotting elections until there are electoral reforms.
Yeke, Blessing lapha silomnumzana uMabhena ose Zimbabwe. Mabhena kunjani? Ngayisiphilile, sondela efonini ukuthi sikuze kuhle. Ye, pho lapha wena ungathini namhlanje ngodaba lolo ukuthi unkosikazi Mjuru uthi ayingxenye ngangena kukhetho ku-2018 kube njalo ke nxa sigagele MDC ithi ayingeni kuma-by elections. Qalisa ke ngokankosikazi uMjuru size ukuthi ungathini khonapha.
Ngiyayizwa indaba kaMjuru ukuthi akhangelela ukuthi angene anyontise kuwangomkhuphe welizwe. Kodwa angiboni kusebenza ebantwini bezimbabwe bacabangayo ukuthi balandele umuntu wadevele ekuzani i-P F njalo bonke abantu abakhangelele izimbabwe ngesikhathi bayazazi iindubo zezani i-P F angiboni ukuthi angakwanisa ukuncenga abantu ngaziphi indlela abesesula izani i-P F kanti zonke iindlela azazisebenzisa ukuthi wezani i-P F ubesekelani athi ngaziboni na ngesikhathi lesi ekuzani yena yabo.
Yeah,
bonke umuntu uzathola abalandeli abaningi. Umuntu nje uzothanda ukuphambanisa izani PF. Njalo bonke abazamlandela yilabo azivulile izani PF. Ngoba konke azakhuluma okurong ngomgabi nebandla lakhe, yena athi angiboni na ngesikhathi ehamba nayo lawa bantu. Yebo.
Nxa sasibuya ke kulokhu ukuthi MDC taso singena kukhetho, ungathini khona?
Ba right bangene kukhetho abantu be-MDC. Amaabenzima abayenzeka ukuthi abafuna ukungena ukhetho ngu-right kodwa umuntu onzeeswanzirayit akodwa ngithi mayiviwo ngunehwa kuzimbabwe because kaningi esehluleka engomunye umuntu nje ngabuyekile omunye umuntu wayeza take over ngebandla lakhe. That's my point of view uswanzirayi.
Ye, utsho ngani khonapho ngembono yakho leyo okuthi ungeke angene uswanzirayi yindaba?
Uswanzirayi isinye isikhathi esiningi lento ezama ukuthi overcome izanu PF and all plans are in vain ukuthi aphumeleli ukuthi asakusebenze ukuthi abana ukuthi nje ukuthi nje ukuthi abantu sidla imali zabantu uswanzirayi.
Kanti ukwehlulani ukuthi angene ukwehlula kwini maphela
atake over anyway ngoba le change eZimbabwe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzane ungaphi kona.
Hayi,
sibongele kakhulu ntoni.
Hayi,
sibongele kakhulu. So according to Mr. Mabhena, you know, Mrs. Mjuru can try to actually form this party that she's mourning, but at the end of the day he doubts that she can have a lot of followers simply because she'll be from ZANU-PF. And he's saying that she has been in ZANU-PF for a long time, so why was she not seeing some of those problems when Zimbabwe was actually drowning? And then he says on by-elections the MDC is right not to participate in those by-elections. But he says Mr. Tswangirai will never rule Zimbabwe. He's really convinced. His reason is Mr. Tswangirai should leave for another person. You know, he should actually appoint on that post.
Leadership renewal. Let's come back to you, Mr. Ngwenya. What's your take on this boycott of elections by some opposition parties?
Well, the truth of the matter is they know very well that they would never win these elections because Zimbabweans now know the truth that indeed MDC destroyed this country. They called for sanctions that destroyed the economy of this country, and they've been lying to Zimbabweans all along. Now people know the reality and they will never vote for MDC. The other thing is MDC is bankrupt or whatsoever opposition, because the NGOs failed to account for donor funds, the money that they were given to move, to push forward the regime change agenda. Mm-hmm. And as a result, there won't be any funding. Therefore, they don't have the to participate in those elections. So they are trying to hide behind the fingers, because the same conditions that prevailed in the 2013 elections are the same that are around just now. So if MDC had won those elections in 2013, would they boycott to form a government because those elections were held without reform? Certainly no. So MDC is only trying to hide behind the finger, but they know that they will never win elections. And the other thing is they don't have the money. And going back to the so-called People First, or the original ZANU-PF, Ms. Mtasa only joined ZANU-PF in the late 70s. Which original ZANU-PF is he talking about? So you see all those kind of things that is happening. They're only trying to seek attention.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yes, lo mlumzana ke ugodlwayo ecingweni. Baba Godlwayo, utshona njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, unjani lapha khona? Ungabuse goli ke njani?
Ngikhonapha kwesejwazeni baba.
Ye, kunjani? Abali gijimisi khonapho sizokuthiwa ke bakhona abathwala senzima.
Hayi, ngapha ngalapha esikhona klasika kubonkomba ukuzwela phambili kubodedeni.
Ye, akutsho ke ungathini ngodaba lwalamhlanje. Nxa sikhangela ke udaba lukankosikazi uJulia.
Abantu bayitshayelwana ngamakhanda kabuhlungu kangakanani.
Ye, siyakubona kakhulu lokho Godlwayo. Ye, asingene kudaba lwalamhlanje. Kuthiwa ke unkosikazi uJulia uzangena kukhetho ngo-2018. Ubona njani khonokho?
Kangene nxa ingena, kodwa thina vele kasimzeli buhlungu umama. Ngoba umama phela isikhathi sonke besukeleke yigadulela impisi isimile isifuna kumuntu sesithela ukuthi impisi yayiyimbuku ngakanani. Njalo futhi umama konke kade kusenzakala konke lokhu kade kukhidinethwa abantu kusenziwa zonke izinto ningakhumbula ebhesina mgogo abantu besenza ububi ube phakathi kale game le.
Uhamba hambe mpijana, buyela kathi ukhona. Ungani susichatshela mpijana mnumzana? Susichatshela khona basisakuzwa kuhle.
Umama kaseeikaselesinikalumuthi bathi mama nankulumuthi akuzwe kade unathiswa abanye abantu. Umama sekhala sefuna isimpathi wethu. Hayi mina isimpathi nakangayo kumama. Bese ngithi ubaba uNgwenya ngiyamhlonipha kakhulu, anti political analyst wethu khonapho siyake singizengane uyabeka amazwi amabili amathathu. Baba Ngwenya, kubuhlungu enguzwa ukukhuluma ngoba kuyadanisa kakhulu ukuthi ubani wajeni izane nini, ubani wajeni izane nini. Laba phela babuyijeni izona. Wazi baba ngizenza ukuthi esinesida esikhona emhlabeni lawo. Izame ziyalazi. Hallo.
Ye Ngwenya, bakubuzela mbijana kona. Ute uyalazi yini idlamehlo?
Idlamehlo ngazithatha lipstick yabo mama liyane ebomvu lisipendi lomuthi libe lihle ulifaka amafoto ulizamile ukuthi libe lihle idlamehlo vela lisoze laba lihle baki idlamehlo lini. Into babo okuyo uzama ukuyidefenda uthi ihle ubani kwathi nithi vele kakusadefendeki ubaba lokhu kokuzintshali izuthu usiyekele thina sizibhekele lokho uzama ukuthi ukuthi ubani wajema mina ubani waphumane vela kakusasincedi ngalento into esikhona nje ukuthi ngingaphinda sibe namhlanje so kumele kuhlale phansi laba abantwana bomfazi babone ukuthi kwenziwani umama uyagula ekhaya.
Aha.
Yinto nje sisele kuphela lokho ukuthi thina sikuba nojena nizala umntaza wajena nina. Hayi banenge kade bekukhuluma khona ke singasale nje bekukhuluma singayizwa baqambe ngamabizo. Nawe ngomnye wakho na bazalo nathi sona limithi wemilana. Kumele ukwazi baba Ngwenya la ubonke nje omjuli nje sase kuzini. Okwenza uJoni lo Peter kuyamenza.
Mhm.
Eh. Siyabonga baba.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu kodwa uphenduke phela ungasibalekeli.
Hayi ngibalekeli baba, ngamphinda ukufonela sibili yami lokho endawo amazwi ukuthi ngithi ngilambulambu ngishiyele abanye.
Hayi kweze kahle kakhulu baba, siyabonga kakhulu.
Yebo baba.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Godlwayo, you know, the problem with Mrs. Mjuri is that she's living late, you know. So he says at the moment he suspects that he put an idiom, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's like somebody who's riding a hyena.
Mm-hmm.
And when a hyena stops and gets hungry
mm-hmm.
and tries to eat you,
mm-hmm.
running away is a problem. So he says, Mrs. Juri is in that position. And he says, you know, people can say, Mr. Mutasa, delayed joining ZANU-PF, this and that. It's difficult to actually defend ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it's like putting lipstick on a frog, you know, all what Mr. Nkwenya is doing.
Yeah.
I hope he's back on the line.
He is back. Yeah, but first, let's hear from Mr. Mangongera to respond to the boycott of elections. Mr. Mangongera, Mr. Nkwenya said the opposition parties are boycotting simply because they know that ZANU-PF will trounce them in any election, simply because people now know that is the opposition that actually influenced the West to impose sanctions on Zimbabwe?
Well, I think that the reality of the matter for many Zimbabweans is that the issue of elections, particularly the 2013 election, is an issue that many people consider as an election that was rigged by ZANU-PF, and the absence of fundamental reforms, particularly issues to do with citizen participation, but more importantly, the registration of voters was quite fundamental in terms of swaying the vote in ZANU-PF's favor. Some of us who were looking at the figures just before the election, we knew that this would be the outcome. Because if you looked at ZANU-PF dominated province like Mashonaland East, Central, and so on and so forth, then voters that had been registered just before the election was much higher than the number of new voters that had been registered in MDC provinces like Ireland. Now, coming back to the issue of whether, boycotting is the right course of action to take for the opposition, my take on that is that, and maybe before I do that, let me talk about, this whole process or the development that we saw when the MDCT applied for the, expulsion of the so-called MDC renewal rebels. I mean, many people that I have talked to, are astounded by that that move, because it's almost like, cutting your nose to spite your face, that you say these MPs, should be recalled, but at the same time, will not participate in the election. It's almost, it's to ZANU-PF. Now, I have spoken to people in the MDCT, people like the current Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Monzora, and many others. They will tell you that, well, the reason why we called those MPs is that they were not singing, Mr. Tsvangirai's hymn anyway, and therefore they were of no benefit to us as DCT. But if you look at it from a nation-building perspective, from the broader democratization agenda, you will realize that this was a very unfortunate development. Some have even gone to say it was a foolish decision. I'll give you a very good example. If you look at the debate around the RBZ bill, in which we as Zimbabwean citizens are being forced to assume a debt.
Mr. Mangongera, we have to cut you short there, but please do stay on the line. Mr. Nkwenya, stay on the line. And Mkoma Howard, Rambai Muri Parunare. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. We also have Philip, by the way. Philip, please do stay on the line. Our radio listeners, please, we are now transitioning to our live stream. We are actually streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.